This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You will need the Discord app in order to join those rooms, and that app is free. So go and grab that and then join us over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into one of the top rooms there in our listing of rooms, and those are the on-air call-in line rooms. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We've got some breaking news, or what is potentially breaking news, out of Venezuela that we're trying to verify with at least one other source that sounds pretty shocking about the potential for opposition parties to be disbanded, to be dissolved officially. Within the Venezuelan government, we're going to look into that a little bit closer, and we'll tell you more about that on the way here. But in other international news, last week, Canada made headlines around the globe for becoming one of the first countries in the world to actually legalize the recreational use of cannabis.
Yay, the slaves are a little freer.
A little bit. Not that much, because it's still in most places being run by the government. So if you want to get cannabis,
Every province handles it a little bit differently. Didn't we one time figure out who the freest of the provinces were?
The provinces. I don't recall. I think there's a couple of them where you can actually, where you can purchase from private sellers. So in some provinces, the government is selling it in government stores. In other provinces, they're actually allowing the market to have some activity where there are private vendors for buyers. All of them are sold out, basically, is what Forbes said earlier this week, within a matter of days.
I saw that one of them sold out.
Same day.
Ironically enough, according to the operator, at 4:20.
Same day.
On the day that it opened.
Right. Some had sold out of some of their inventory within 30 minutes. So there was one store that opened up at midnight. And because, again, the private store is going to open at midnight. The government stores don't care about that. They're going to open whenever the government stores are scheduled to open. But the entrepreneurs who actually want to make money, well, of course, they're going to open at midnight to get as many people through the door as quickly as possible. But they were sold out of pre-rolled joints. They had like 100 packages of pre-rolled joints that sold within 30 minutes. And then the online ordering systems have been absolutely overwhelmed. And we didn't get to this story, but Conan, you might be, I don't know if you're aware of this, but because you work for the post office here in the United States, Canada Post, which is their equivalent, apparently there's a strike going on, and we haven't had a chance to talk about that yet at all. Somebody mentioned, one of our other co-hosts earlier this week said that that's been in the news.
Concerning?
I don't know. We didn't get to the story, but it's well-timed, considering there's an incredible increase in the number of packages that need to be shipped.
Right, right.
There were literally thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of orders that were placed on these various different governmental cannabis distribution websites. So earlier in this week, we touched on the story briefly that, guess what? When you put the government in charge of something, they do a piss-poor job of actually allocating resources. And, well, now you got to wait. If you want to buy legal cannabis in Canada, you're going to have to get on a waiting list at this point. They don't really know. I mean, they're hoping they're going to get restocked within the next week, but they don't know.
They could have just allowed everyone and their sister's brother just to go ahead and start growing.
And selling.
And they've completely swamped the market, and then let the best quality win after
that. And let the market handle whatever demand is necessary. Instead of the government trying to figure out what the demand is, and the government's terrible at, it doesn't generally get market signals. In this case, it is getting market signals, but it's the government, so they don't really have the same incentive to respond to those market signals like they would if they had competition.
Right.
If there was actually private competition out there, then they'd have to, they'd have to hop to it in the same way that the Postal Service has to do a bit of a better job, because people can use FedEx and people can use UPS. But there are other headlines in the news about Canada and some of the ramifications of this. So bad news side of it. There's a little bit of good news. We'll start with the bad news here from South Korea, where according to TheGuardian.com, for South Koreans in Canada, the police in their home country have no problem harshing their mellow. Canada became the second country in the world to legalize recreational marijuana last week. But for South Koreans hoping to try the drug, their hopes have just gone up in smoke. Police in South Korea have repeatedly told their citizens not to partake in this newfound freedom, with the latest warning coming this week. Quote, weed smokers will be punished according to Korean law, even if they did so in countries where smoking marijuana is legal. There won't be an exception, unquote, said Jun Sejin, head of the Narcotics Crime Investigation Division at their provincial police agency.
And does it cover what type of consequences they face in South Korea?
Good question.
For having a little bit of weed?
Good question. Well, yes, it does, actually. 5 years in prison. Up to 5 years in prison. South Korean law is based on the concept that laws made in Seoul still apply to their citizens anywhere in the world, and violations, even while abroad, can technically lead to punishment when they return home. Now, obviously, you know, the only way you're going to get caught on this is if you're stupid enough to post pictures of you doing it on Facebook.
Which people are going to do.
Oh, you know they will.
And especially if they're tourists, the Asian tourists, man, they love with their selfie sticks pictures. And their pictures. Right. I could see it. We're gonna be hearing, we're gonna be hearing about this.
Well, we're hearing about it now because they're intending. I mean, if it's this is what they're gonna do, they're gonna be looking for this. They want to bust people for this. South Korea strictly enforces drug laws, even for small amounts. And celebrities caught smoking weed are often paraded in front of the media for apology tours. Officials work to project an image of a drug-free nation. You remember the story? This was years ago. It must have been like one of the first years we were ever doing Free Talk Live, so you guys wouldn't have been on the show at the time, but you might remember the headline. Do you remember when Dionne Warwick got caught with weed in her in her purse at an airport or something like that?
Vaguely.
Yeah, and so like she got caught with a little bit of weed, and she made this big to-do about how it wasn't hers, and she didn't know how it got there. it was the most laughable thing, as though, you know, a celebrity like Dionne Warwick in the United States is going to face any kind of penalty for having cannabis. And again, this was probably 15 or something
years
ago.
Dionne Warwick probably would have faced penalties if it had been, you know, a white famous actor. Probably not.
Oh, I don't know about that, man. I mean, look, Snoop Dogg is still a free man, and it's pretty clear that he's smoking weed left and
right.
Yeah,
and he's got a rap sheet longer than his arms.
And Willie Nelson, too. He's a white man.
Right, which would suggest, though, if he has a rap sheet longer than his arms, then the judge is going to throw a book at him if he gets caught doing something else. The fact is, celebrities, whether they be black or otherwise, are just...
Snoop just hasn't gotten caught in 20 years.
Well, then they're not trying. If Snoop Dogg hasn't gotten caught, then they are ignoring him at this point. Going on, though, is so they strictly enforce the laws. Officials work to project an image of a, quote, drug-free nation. And only about 12,000 drug arrests were made in 2015 in a country of more than 50 million people. However, details on how police would test those returning from Canada remain hazy. Experts suggested enforcement would focus more on drug traffickers than casual users. Lee Chang-hoon, professor in Department of Police Administration in Daejeon at a university, said, quote, South Korea can't screen everyone who visited a foreign country, but the police maintain a blacklist that leads to certain individuals being supervised. The police are more concerned with the transportation of marijuana into South Korea, and their messaging shows they're anxious about tackling this issue in the near future. Judges in South Korea have a significant amount of discretion and will likely assess the crimes individually, especially when marijuana is prescribed for medical reasons. There are about 23,000 South Korean students in Canada, according to statistics from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And then they go on to say that it has a long history of use in making hemp fabric in South Korea, and the plant was only banned in 1976 under dictator Park Chung-hee, before prohibition was only Indian marijuana was labeled as a narcotic, and the drug was common in music and artistic circles in the 60s and 70s, where many took to, quote, happy smoke, as it was commonly called at the time.
So what's an opium smoker called? If marijuana's happy smoke, Opium must be something like sleepy smoke.
Was opium a thing in the 60s and 70s?
Opium's been a thing for thousands of years.
It's been around, but there were times when it was more and less popular, certainly here in the United States. I mean, when's the last time you guys saw opium?
I've never seen it.
Exactly. So, more coming up here in moments. 855-453, 855-450-3733. Some good news from Canada's legalization coming up.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD20 tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizen.global.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. A little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news out of the Canadian cannabis legalization front, which has, I think it's been a week now. I think it was last Wednesday 1 week ago that they did legalize cannabis across Canada. Now, South Korea's government is reminding its citizens that if they break the law in South Korea while they're anywhere else on the planet, they will be punished, and in this case, up to 5 years in prison for simply the act of smoking cannabis.
I think the U.S. has some kind of law like that. If you break the U.S. law in any other country...
Do they really?
It's very rarely enforced. Like, it's very selectively enforced. Hmm. But it's intended largely for people that go overseas to participate in certain forms of prostitution.
I've heard about that one. I wonder if it's true across all different crimes.
My understanding is the way they wound up doing it was they passed a federal law to say it's against the law to break a federal law anywhere in the world.
And it is federal.
And then there's, you know, always prosecutorial discretion.
Well, and there is a federal prohibition within the United States about crossing the border for the state borders for the purpose of having sexual intercourse with somebody who is under the age of whatever.
But you can always leave the country if you don't like how we do business here, Daryl. Isn't that right?
Right, but if you actually want to rescind your U.S. citizenship, then it's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars.
Sure.
Possibly hundreds of thousands, because you're most likely going to want citizenship somewhere else. Otherwise, you become a stateless person and can't really exist anywhere on the planet.
You gotta belong to one of the plantations.
So, speaking of the different plantations out there, there is Acapulco, Mexico, which will be hosting Anarchapulco coming up here in February, February 14th through the 17th. You get to see Ron Paul if you're there. And let's be honest, there are only so many times you'll get to see Ron Paul from this point on because, you know, he's not really on a full-on tour like he was when he was running for president. So I don't know how many speaking engagements he has every year, but he's not getting any younger. If you want to check out Ron Paul in front of a huge audience, this is going to be the time to do it. Go to anarchapulco.com to get your tickets. Code FTL gets you 15% off. It's not just Ron Paul, though. It's also Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and many others. In fact, I need to actually update and see what exactly this is. I'm sure they've announced a bunch of others. I just haven't looked. So the biggest names in the Liberty Movement will be there. This is the event to go to. I can say that because I've been to the last couple of them, and they've been awesome. And they just keep getting more popular as the word spreads about how great of an event Anarchapulco is. They'll be discussing everything from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophies, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You can go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, and save 15%. We'll see you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event February 14th through the 17th in 2019. So we were talking about South Korea planning on cracking down. At least they want you to be scared that they might somehow find out that you were smoking cannabis if you're a South Korean citizen while you're in Canada. Now, whether that means they're going to go to the extreme of actually drug testing, you know, South Korean youth, who they say there are 23,000 of them that are currently there for college in Canada. Are they going to drug test every college student as they come back? Or are they just going to investigate their Facebook profiles and look for evidence of cannabis smoking, which young people are wont to put all over their social media profiles? Or will they just simply be responding to complaints? You know, so who knows what level of enforcement they're going to be having, but they certainly are attempting to intimidate people by making a big play and getting into the media with various different intimidating kind of quotes about this. On the other hand, there's a little bit of good news out of Canada post-legalization, which happened a week ago. This from globalnews.ca, Canadians with past pot convictions won't have to pay or wait to apply for a pardon.
Ooh, that's nice.
There will be no fee and no waiting period for Canadians who would like to apply for a pardon of their past pot convictions.
Right, so let's contrast that with what we've seen in the U.S. at different state levels with either some form of legalization or something that is often called decriminalization, where, oh, you want this expunged from your record?
Pony up.
You've got to give us, in New Hampshire, what is it,
$200? Yeah.
$100 application fee and then the $100 fee for expungement because we've got to pay the clerk to, you know, type a button.
Yeah.
And that money's going straight to the state or it's going to attorneys?
Goes to the state. goes to the state.
Right.
So, you've got to have a hearing.
Right.
Right.
So you might wind up paying an attorney a couple hundred dollars to help you out.
Yeah, I've not been through one of those hearings before, so it'd be interesting to see what it was like. But basically, what you're pointing out is they're getting you on both ends, because most of these people who were busted for possession paid, at one time, it was actually $420.
After adding the court fee.
Yeah, it was like $390-something or whatever, and then there's a 20% fee, so they put they made it $420 total. It's now $434, I think, because they
upped the fee from 20% to 24%.
I can see the clerks and the judges just in the back room just laughing their butts off when they came up with that figure.
So they hit you on the front end when you get busted, and of course most people pay the fines because they don't know they can't pay the fines. You can, of course, sit it off in jail for I think $150 a day now. It used to be $50 a day. So it's even better now. Now you can, get $150 knocked off your fine for every day you sit behind bars. Or you can just go and work it off as a community service thing. So I highly recommend that people never pay the state for these things. But in this case, I don't think you could just do community service to pay the state the $200. I don't think it works that way.
No, this is a filing fee.
Right. You can't do community service
to cover a filing fee.
There may be an indigency waiver that's possible, but I don't know about that either. That's total speculation on my part.
Yeah, this whole idea that legalization is going to end the war on drugs is
laughable. It's just going to change it slightly.
They're just going to change hands. They're going to change job descriptions.
Well, right. We've seen the raids are continuing in Colorado.
They're not going to go after the guy on the street, peddling the drugs. They're going to go straight to the growers. And then, of course, the clerks and the attorneys and the judges are going to change their tune.
Well, they are still going after the peddlers on the streets, but they are certainly going after the growers. Anybody that's operating in a state where it's legal without a permission slip from the government is fully criminally liable for those actions. And, in fact, in some places, they're increasing penalties. So if you don't go and get your permission slip and get all your marijuana plants tagged with a government RFID tagging system that they're mandating in some of these states, then they're going to throw you in a prison cell.
Yeah.
And so those enforcements continue. And I think I hope that we can avoid those things here in New Hampshire, but I don't expect it.
It's going to be legalized. No decriminalization is off the tables because they want all of the revenue that they're going to be able to scrape up from this to throw at the schools. That'll keep the schools propped up for another couple of years before they figure out, we can just ask for another million every district, school district. They can ask for another million every year until finally Even the pot industry can't keep the schools afloat.
So the good news here, again, people who've been sentenced for possession. I don't think this applies for dealers. The article is only talking about possession in this case. So if you have a pot possession charge in Canada, apparently, according to a press conference held last week, the public safety minister confirmed their government will introduce legislation to allow people who have served their sentences for pot possession to apply for a pardon without having to wait a specified period or pay a fee. They say, quote, it becomes a matter of basic fairness when older laws from a previous era are changed. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Wednesday called the potential explosive devices that were delivered to high-profile Democratic figures and the CNN studios in New York despicable acts and said the full force of the U.S. government was conducting a major federal investigation. The president also said,
this egregious conduct is abhorrent to everything we hold dear and sacred as Americans. We're extremely angry, upset, unhappy about what we witnessed this morning, and we will get to the bottom of it.
Police say two people have been killed in a shooting at a grocery store on the outskirts of Louisville, Kentucky. Police Chief Sam Rogers told reporters that the suspect entered the store, encountered a man, fired multiple shots at him, and left. The suspect then encountered a woman in the parking lot and shot her as well. Both victims were pronounced dead at the scene. Rogers couldn't speak to a motive, and the shootings appear to be random. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're doing a little bit of Canadian cannabis legalization recap. There's obviously been a lot in the news about this. We can't cover it all, but did a little bit of good news and bad news. The good news, or the bad news, is for people in South Korea. If you are living in Canada, they catch you in South Korea having smoked cannabis in Canada, however it is they're going to do that, they will punish you with criminal charges. The good news is that if you're a Canadian who's got a criminal record for marijuana possession, well, you no longer actually have to pay what apparently was at one time, $631 fee in order to apply for a pardon from a criminal conviction. So prior to legalization, if you'd wanted, and this is still true for other crimes, right? Like if you're going to apply for a pardon of some sort of criminal act in Canada, you got to pony up $631, probably Canadian. But that's a lot of money for simple application.
There's $483 US, roughly.
And that's just an application. There's no guarantee that's going to be approved.
Right.
So keep that in mind. In this case, they're going to approve it now. If it's pot, it's pretty much going to be a rubber stamp because the law's changed. And they're actually being okay about getting rid of these convictions. And one of the other things they're getting rid of is the waiting period. According to the story at globalnews.ca, applicants would previously have faced waiting times of between 3 and 10 years after the completion of their sentence before they can apply for one, depending on the crime. The waiting time to apply for a pardon for pot possession was at least 3 years, depending on the circumstances of the case.
And I'm guessing you can only apply once every so many months.
There's probably some sort of restriction like that, yeah.
So if you apply You have the hearing, and the judge says, well...
Not this time.
Because reasons... Right.
You can apply again in 3 years.
You're denied.
Or whatever.
And then you've got to wait however long.
Yeah. By the way, I want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. We'll tell you more about cannabis here in a moment. But whether you're protecting your marijuana crop or you're protecting your family, the Blink Home Security System can help you with that. In fact, they're motion-activated HD cameras. You can set them up easily because they're wireless. Okay, you unbox them, you put the batteries in, you put them up wherever you want them. And if you need to move them, it's no problem because, again, wireless. It doesn't get any easier than this. You set everything up via a Wi-Fi-enabled device, so like your smartphone or a tablet or even a laptop. Set it up online, and then they will deliver to you clips of what happens in front of the cameras during the hours that you specify they should be operating. Just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll save 15% on your Blink Home Security System there, which, by the way, there's no contracts, no subscriptions. You pay for this product up front. And it's affordable, by the way. I was shocked at how affordable for the quality that you get here. It's actually really good. Very, very affordable price. And then there's no more, you know, no more cost that's ongoing, which is awesome. Whereas a lot of these home security systems, they want to ding you every single month for some kind of monitoring. You monitor it yourself because they just send you the clips. And you can even tune in live if you want to your camera feeds. Blink also works with Alexa because Blink is an Amazon company. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and you'll save 15% like that. So wiping out the waiting times, wiping out the application fees for cannabis possession charges, the Campaign for Cannabis Advocacy, a Canadian nonprofit that has advocated for pot possession pardons in recent years, estimates there are roughly 500,000 Canadians who have been convicted of simple pot possession and who would be affected by changes to the pardon system. The pardon, however, does not make past convictions disappear. Rather, it essentially sets aside the criminal record to give the person a second chance. Once pardoned, a person's criminal record is removed from the Canadian Police Information Center computer system. The exception to that is pardons for sexual offenses, which remain flagged in the system despite the pardon. The pardon's also different from expungement, which can legally make a past conviction disappear. The process of expungement was most recently used by the Liberals in Bill C-66, which allowed the criminal records of consensual sexual activity between same-sex partners over the age of consent to be destroyed. When asked why the government was not pursuing a similar approach for cannabis convictions, the spokesbureaucrat said the matter came down to the fundamental injustice that was at the root of the criminal convictions of LGBTQ Canadians. That is not the case, he says, with Canadians convicted of illegally possessing cannabis. Quote, the laws with respect to cannabis that have existed historically, we believe, are out of step with current mores and views in Canada, but are not of the same nature as the historic social injustice that was imposed in relation to the LGBTQ community. So apparently, gays and lesbians and trans were violated worse, according to this bureaucrat, in Canada than pot smokers.
You know, fundamental civil rights, where the argument is going to be, well, you choose to smoke cannabis.
Oh, I see.
You're not choosing to be gay or trans or bi.
Gotcha. So if you want to join us, you can. That's some of the good news coming out of Canada.
Now, one thing that I think I definitely learned here, I didn't realize that a pardon didn't automatically come with an expungement.
Well, maybe it's probably true in the U.S. as well. I'm not sure.
Probably, because it's all based on British common law.
Right.
Yeah, I knew that there was a difference between a pardon and a commutation, where commutation is saying, you're still guilty, we're just cutting your sentence short.
You've been punished enough. That's what they did with Bradley Manning.
Right.
Or Chelsea Manning. So, that's the good news. Now to get back into the bad news. This story actually provided, Michael Hampton found this one. He deserves credit, because I've been looking for this story. I predicted this is going to come up. Now, I don't think you were on the show last week, Conan, when we did this, because we talked about it the day before. We talked about legalization, and we made predictions on what was going to happen. We predicted that they were going to run out fast.
Yep.
And
that's happened in every state that they've legalized has happened.
And we predicted that I actually predicted the quality was going to be crap, and I don't know if that's going to come up here in this story, but also that people would be generally disappointed with their experience. And it turns out They are.
Why and why do you say the quality is crap? Because they haven't had long enough to develop their strains and whatnot, or into.
I just remember the stories from when Canada legalized for medicinal purposes, mm-hmm. where the medicinal users were like, "Yeah, this is ditch weed. We don't want to smoke ditch weed. You know, there's better weed available in the black market." Was the idea. Now, certainly the strains are available. They're much better cultivated now than they were maybe 20 years ago or 15 years ago. So I think they're probably going to do a better job, considering they have actually hired private companies to do the growing. So in the different provinces, there are different rules as far as who's selling it. So in some provinces, I think Manitoba was one of them. They're allowing the private sales to happen. They're allowing private stores, which of course have government licenses,
right.
But you know, to have private people doing the selling of this, as opposed to some of the provinces like Ontario, where it's only going to be in government stores. And in fact, I think Ontario hasn't even opened their government stores yet. It's only online, I believe, in Ontario province.
So now, as far as the medicinal weed you're talking about, the ditch weed, who was growing it? Was it government or was it private industry that were regulated and they just... But what's their deal?
The competition? Even if it's whether it's the government or whether it's a private company the government's hired, they don't really have any real competition, right?
Right, because in most of these places, they're limiting the number of people that can grow. They're definitely limiting the number of places that can sell it. They're
Correct.
Limiting the number of places that can process it from what was grown to what's being sold.
Yep.
So, you know, just because... Oh, and they're also limiting the amount that can be grown and processed and sold.
And possessed as well. Right, so...
And most of the provinces are, yes, private companies will sell the weed. The only...
Most of them?
The exception is New Brunswick, and some of them are to be announced.
You've got old news, because...
I got it at Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's probably...
Anybody can edit Wikipedia. I can edit that to say that it's illegal for a polar bear to sell you weed.
There are some news companies that have done breakdowns of the provinces that are and aren't and all that. But anyway, either way, there's limited competition in the area of growing. And so there's going to be limited innovation. There's going to be limited, the drive to actually provide the best product possible, because it's guaranteed sales. It's a legal product in a highly regulated market. But what are the consumers saying? Coming up.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial in here toll-free. We're talking about Canadian cannabis legalization, some of the news headlines that have been bubbling up in the last week or so, and the good news and the bad. And so we're going to get into the Canadian consumers, the cannabis consumers, and their opinions about how it's been going so far after week number one. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can support Free Talk Live via the AMP program, like Barefoot Anarchist, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. Barefoot Anarchist donating $10 a month to Free Talk Live to help Woo-hoo. Us advertise, market, and promote the show so we can get on more great radio stations. Oh, and that reminds me, I actually have to welcome a brand new radio station
Ooh.
Here tonight. Actually, technically, I have added, in just the last few days, we've added four stations to our affiliate list. However, I always like to, you know, only welcome the ones that are actually listening to
us.
The
ones that are verified.
Well, no, that are listening. Because, like, I verify. I haven't added them. I've added them because they're verified. But I only want to say hello to them if they're actually tuned in, right? Like, if that station is on with
Got
us.
Got you. So, for people that might be confused here, there are some of the stations that will only take one or two of the 3 hours.
Correct.
So if a station's taking, say, the third hour only...
Or they won't even take certain days.
You're right. Not... Right. Or if they're only taking weekends, you're not going to welcome them on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Exactly. So I want to welcome WMCD FM 106.5 in the Statesboro, Georgia area.
And welcome.
It's actually a market we used to be on back in the day on one of their sister stations, which is no longer a talk station.
Okay.
So now they got back that same group, that same ownership group got back into doing talk. This time they're doing it on the FM. And so,
nice.
Yeah, it's great to be back on in Statesboro. Welcome back if you are an old listener, or welcome to the show if you are a new listener, because whenever you go from AM to FM, you get a whole new audience. Because younger people, whether you like it or not, sorry, they just don't tune to AM. I wish they did.
I wonder how many of the college students at Georgia Southern are listening.
Is that what's in Statesboro?
Yes.
So, yeah, welcome aboard. This is an open phone show, although if you're listening in the Statesboro area, you're hearing us on a delay broadcast, as they call it in the business. So you're going to hear us from 9 to midnight Eastern time there. Our show's live from 7 to 10 Eastern. So if you want to participate in the show, you don't actually have to wait until we're on the air in your area. You can call during the live hours. Then, since you're a delay broadcast station listener, you'll hear yourself later on. So just make a point of calling in about whatever it is you want to discuss. All right, so welcome aboard to WMCD and the listeners there in Statesboro. And if you want to see our full affiliates list, which is now 194 strong, then go to affiliates.freetalklive.com. If you don't hear us in your local area yet, one of the things you can do to help us, well, is amp the show, like Barefoot Anarchist did for $10 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Another thing you can do is you can just directly contact your local program director and talk to him or her, wherever it is you happen to be. There may be more than one talk station in your area. Call them all and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. And if you already are getting Free Talk Live on the air, but you're not getting all 7 nights per week, all 3 hours per night, you can call and thank them for airing Free Talk Live, and then ask nicely to hear more. Because we do, like I said, 7 nights a week, 3 hours per night. We are live. And so anyway, check us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you want to sign up for the AMP program, you'll get some cool perks that only the amplifiers have access to, like the AMP Only podcast. There's also special chat rooms on our Discord server and more. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, what has it been like for the consumers? I mean, we know there are shortages, right? That's going to make people mad. That's a guarantee. You know, if you want to order cannabis and it's not in stock and you were expecting it to be, well, that's understandably going to set some people off.
And now you got the Postal Union, the Canadian Postal Union, going on strike.
Yeah, you didn't know about that before I mentioned it tonight, but you've been looking into it here.
As far as I can tell, you know, I thought it was pensions, you mm-hmm. know, not getting paid enough, which is usually what government workers complain about.
Sure.
In this case, it's about the explosive numbers of parcels and this...
Would be a whole other problem.
Exactly. Well, that they have those too, and that's what you do when the guy is stealing your package off your front porch. You put an exploding parcel, a poop exploding parcel,
right, one that won't kill the guy,
and then you film the whole thing and you catch and you upload it to YouTube.
I've heard about those videos.
They're real. It's a real thing. But anyways, this is going to happen here in this country too. It's already happening. I'm already feeling the uptick of more parcels this year than last.
You're thinking the Postal Service is going to go on strike?
I don't think it's going to have to do with. Well, yeah, we're going to have more work than we can handle, mm-hmm. and we're not going to be paid more. And that the big hitter. This thing to strike in Canada is just a nonsense strike. This is nothing. What it's going to be?
What do you mean?
When the pensions fall through, and you have all these old timers, you have current postal employees, and you have all the old timers that are already retired.
You're saying that's going to happen in Canada?
It's going to happen across the globe.
Okay.
But yeah, it's going to. This little thing in Canada is nothing. But yeah.
So what are they doing? Do you have any idea like how
They're going from city to city, not all at the same time, and they're just striking for a couple of days.
Okay, so it's like a temporary work stoppage more than it is a
couple of days, right.
Full on strike.
But they're the main carrier of the weed of pot deliveries. So you might if you ordered it, you did find some pot that was available in stock.
Good luck getting it.
It might be a couple of days late just because of these reactions.
You just gave me an idea because civil asset forfeiture is this thing that governments do of if they believe that property is used in illegal activity, blah, da, 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 they can take it.
Right.
Can I just go down to the post office and take one of their sweet little postal things? Because the post office transports weed.
What do you mean? You want to take their what?
Just reverse civil asset
postal
forfeiture
scale?
Where you just, no, you like just go take government stuff because the government does illegal things too.
You know it's out of date and it's probably just junky.
It probably is, but
I mean, you've been in there before. It's not a pretty
place.
They
take our stuff because we've done something illegal. Maybe we know they do illegal stuff.
You want to seize the means of production?
No. Reverse civil asset forfeiture.
Well, get shot, man.
So here's what's going on in according to CBC News.
Do you think
News,
we could get away with that or no?
No, I think you'll get shot.
I think you should try it.
Just make sure you're filming.
Make sure you're filming
the whole thing.
I don't know if your girlfriend's going to support you
next time on Jackass.
I'm sure she's going to be hammering away on her keyboard here in the chat room like, no, you don't. So CBC.ca, this is the government's own reporting service in Canada. Reporting headline, worst dealer I've ever had. Pot customers leave OCS harsh reviews. What's OCS? Ontario Cannabis Stores. This is one of the provinces where I guess I was wrong. I thought Ontario... Okay, maybe this is only the online one. There's one of these provinces, and I thought it was on Ontario, where it's only online. Marijuana users, yeah, this may be the online only. Marijuana users in Ontario have been frustrated with the delivery backlog at the Ontario Cannabis Store, OCS, since the drug was legalized last week, but it's the customer service that really has some customers fuming. OCS opened October 17th, but 1 week later, many customers who purchased marijuana online still haven't received their orders. Many who've tried to contact the store say the phone number is out of service and their emails have gone unanswered. Alex Newcomb, longtime advocate for pot legalization, says this is above and beyond the worst dealer I've ever had.
What if they skip town?
What, the dealer?
Yeah, what if they did, what if it was just a money grab?
Are you talking about OCS?
Well, no, the guy
he's complaining about. Government?
They're talking about who is not answering the phone.
The government.
The provincial government.
Right, that only makes sense.
OCS.
Yeah, they skipped town. They took
this
your,
is the government
they
agency.
They took your money and left.
This is no, they have not left, but they just haven't done anything. The Ontario Cannabis Store is the
government.
It's the government-run exclusive dealer of legal cannabis in the entire province of Ontario.
Yeah, so I've actually got the list from a Canadian website, Global News Canada, of how you can purchase cannabis
in, the different
in each of the provinces. In British Columbia, there's a store in Kamloops. The rest of the province needs to go online. Alberta has a good amount of stores because there's Calgary, Edmonton, both of those have plenty. Fort Saskatchewan, Medicine Hat, several in those towns.
I bet you that Alberta is not a government-run province. I bet it's one of the ones where you can get from private stores. Does it indicate on the list?
It does not indicate.
Okay.
It gives the addresses.
Okay.
How long did they have?
There's also online in Alberta. Saskatchewan says only around one-third of the 51 licensed locations are expected to be ready.
Licensed locations, that's a clue that you're talking about private stores, right? Because if they were government, they wouldn't have to be licensed locations.
They list three stores plus online, Manitoba online, plus several stores in Winnipeg, Ontario online only.
Alberta also has licensed stores, according to alberta.ca, the government's official site there. So that's why there's so many stores in those provinces, because the market, to some extent, is able to work a little bit under this government control.
Newfoundland Labrador, also online only.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.